Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
It's a very hard job to call balls and strikes. The bases are a little bit easier. There are rotations. I understand all of that. But number one, watch the base that you're umpiring.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Jeff Levering off the injured list, returning to the lineup for the broadcast team. Levo, how you feeling this morning?
I'm doing better. Thanks, guys. I was back off the IL last night and worked and had a gem of a pitching matchup to talk about, so I'm glad I was there for that and for Vinny Rotino's birthday. So we're all good. Through the worst of it. It was a tough one over the last few days, though.
Any more you care to divulge about that? what was wrong with you? Stomach thing, huh?
Yeah, stomach bug, and it was couldn't keep anything down for 24 hours. Spent a night in the hospital in Kansas City.
No, I didn't know that.
It's okay. This is part of it. Spent a night
sent
there.
We had or something.
It's fine. I got some fluids, and they just said it was a nasty stomach bug. There was also a fraternity party in the hotel that we were staying in in Kansas City, and for
misery.
Two straight days, if I heard the song Happy Birthday one more time, I was about ready to something bad. So no, it was a collection of bad things in Kansas City.
And it's tough in your
Monday
business.
Monday was fine in Boston, and we're good.
It's tough sometimes when you're ill in a business like you're in. It's sometimes difficult to just, okay, I'm not coming into work today kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like it's some folks work in an industry where they can just tell the boss, hey, I'll be back tomorrow. I'm out today. It's not.
Yeah, right.
Other mechanisms.
A little bit today.
Yeah, yeah. There's other cogs in play when you work your job.
No doubt. And I'm really thankful for Josh Maurer stepping in the way that he did. He was awesome in the four games that he did, Kansas City and the first one in Boston. He's got the TV experience, which is great. And he stepped in and worked with Vinny. So great. So I'm very fortunate for that. And for Kent Spindler, who's my boss of the Brewers, who's very, very understanding of my situation, which is great. I haven't missed a game due to illness ever in 20 years of broadcasting. So that includes the minor leagues. So I was really down for the count, but I don't think anybody needed to hear me losing it. Upward every 15 minutes on the broadcast.
Not for nothing. Final point on this. I'm kind of in your camp, Levo, to my own detriment and probably the detriment of a great number of broadcasts where I shouldn't have come in and whatever. No, I'll play hurt.
Yeah.
Please tell him what you tried to do.
Well, which one? The appendicitis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went to work with a nearly bursting appendix that I never took the air that day. And I did. I puked at work once right before the noon show.
Yeah.
Rob Lauer, you know Rob. Rob was my EP, and he's producing the show. And I come out literally looking like a train wreck. And then he's like, did you just? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Rob says, you are not good. And I'm not going to put you on the air. I know I can't make you go home, but you're not doing the noon show.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. So. Vince, I'm with you, man. You got to pull me off the air for me to not work. But I don't know if I would have stayed awake for it. I don't know if I would have lost into the middle of a sentence, which is probably going to happen at some point. It takes a lot for me to take a day off, let alone three. So it was a tough one.
Speaking of not feeling the great, I don't know. Is this a good segue?
Well, here, you want me to play for him the clip that I was playing
please.
This morning? Tell me what this describes.
That was some of the best flying I've seen yet. Right up to the part where you got killed.
Jester, Top Gun. Some of the best flying I've seen yet. Right up until the point that it wasn't. That describes
just until the point Mazurowski. Right until you got dead. You went under the hard deck.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah, Miz was fantastic last night. Gosh, he threw the ball so well, and his final line doesn't really tell the story, but you know, you can't end like that. And he just got out of his mechanics. Pat Murphy said his legs got tired at the end of the ball game, and you can understand that. It was a cold night. He wasn't wearing sleeves, which is fine. That's not going to affect your legs very much. He had pure adrenaline going. He was awesome. He threw the ball so exceptionally well. I just wish he would have finished stronger, so that he could have factored in the decision better, but he really looked good. And it's some growing pains too, right? He hasn't thrown over 100 pitches in outings very often. Murph gave him a chance to try and get out of it. You walk the first two guys, you get a ground ball from the next guy, and maybe you get out of the inning. But it just didn't transpire that way. And D.L. Hall hung an 0-2 changeup, and the rest is history. But I thought Miz was fantastic last night.
So do you think that's what Murph was doing there? Just, hey, you know what? It's early in the season. This kid is still learning. He's still developing. We're just going to let him see what he can do.
Totally. And the thing is, too, is that he hadn't shown any reason why his command would have gone so awry with 12 of 13 pitches there at the end. He was so dialed into everything. So once you walk the first guy, okay, fine. And then you walk the second guy and your ears kind of perk up a little. D.L. Hall's not a lefty-lefty guy, so you don't bring him in that situation. And you're, again, you have one out in the inning and you're a ground ball away from getting out of it. All you got to do is make one pitch, and he didn't make the pitch. But again, he's a young kid. He's 24 years old, just turned 24. So if he can go out there and get a ground ball the next time out, that's what he learned from this last experience.
I thought it was interesting, too, Lavo. Murph shared after the game that another learning experience for Miz would be, hey, man, if for whatever reason you're feeling tired or there's a part of you that's not right, if you're feeling that, you need to share that with us before we send you back out there. Doesn't mean you will get pulled. Maybe there's something we can talk through, or maybe your time's up, but you got to learn to talk to us.
Yeah, totally. It's just being smart. It's just being smart. If you feel like your legs are tired, then say something. Then you can go get some treatment or maybe do something so that you can go out there and you can feel your best. But don't go out there and try and gut it out like I would have if I would have worked for the last 3 days.
For example.
That would not have helped anybody.
Right.
So I think it's a totally different story from Miz, but he does need to learn how to communicate. And, you know, it's not a bad thing if you're done after five. That's okay. That's okay. He had a heck of an outing. And I just wish it would have ended on a stronger note.
Well, enjoy the day game today, man. I was able to catch one Boston game once in my life. Was in Boston a few years ago and caught a day game, and it was glorious. It was the most.
Yeah.
I had such. It actually made me kind of a Red Sox fan just because I enjoyed the game so much. I'm sure that's a thrill just to be calling a game from there.
That the Boston is the best. I mean, a lot of people talk about Wrigley being the cathedral. This is the cathedral. This is amazing. It's the oldest ballpark in America. Ted Williams stood in that batter's box. Something about the fans. Something about the old wooden chairs. It's just an unbelievable experience, and it's wicked awesome out here in Boston.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Lavo. Brewers play-by-play man. Jeff Levering with us. Thanks, man.
You got it. See you guys.
You know, my cousin got married on the dugout.
In Boston?
Yeah.
At Fenway?
Like 3 years ago.
All right.
Yeah, and there's like tours going on.
Sure.
I'm serious. Like there's tours walking around the stadium as he's getting his nuptials.
Greg's done with you on that.
No, I wanted to actually hear more. I just knew you were coming up on it.
That was some of the best flying I've seen yet. Right up to the part where you got killed.
All right, one more time before 9 o'clock, Debbie.
You talking to me?
This is the best interview I'd seen yet.
Oh.
Right up until the point you told us about your cousin's wedding.